This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off our number three. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Username is lrn.fm. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
What is the best way to lower recidivism rates? Chris, Conan, either one of you have any thoughts?
Well, my standard answer for everything is war on drugs.
Okay, so abolish it, ramp it up, death penalty for people convicted of violating it, just the whole, war on drugs,
just war on drugs.
Leaves it, open.
Just end the war on drugs. Prohibition doesn't work.
Well, that's my go-to for sure. I'm just thinking of some of the...
a little outside the box for a second.
How about Clockwork Orange?
I'm not sure I know exactly what you mean there.
You psychologically change their mental take on things. You make it so that to commit a crime is actually painful to them, and so they are you basically wipe it out.
That sounds absolutely horrible, and
that's why they made a movie about it, because he was a neat idea.
That is not the conclusion that the people over at the Foundation for Economic Education have come up with.
How about a pill, then? Is it a pill?
Maybe.
All right.
Possibly.
Is it castration?
Quit teasing us, Daryl. Tell us.
Every June, they write, Americans start caring a little bit more about the criminal justice system and criminal justice reform. This has nothing to do with any particular current event or anniversary of some grave injustice. It's not some National Awareness Month. But it is, because June is when Netflix releases the new series of Orange is the New Black. It is easy to ignore issues that we are not faced with personally on a daily basis, which is why, for most of us, it is easy to take an out-of-sight, out-of-mind philosophy when it comes to the criminal justice system. However, the popularity of Orange is the New Black has led some necessary, albeit uncomfortable, conversations about our justice system. Among one of the most pressing issues being faced by those who are wrapped up in the system is what happens to them after they are released. Since many do not have any formal education, finding employment after being released from prison is a difficult obstacle to overcome. For those unable to find work, many resort back to the activities that landed them in jail or prison in the first place, leading to a perpetual cycle that is hard to break. Not only will these former offenders be required to check a box on an application that outs them as an ex-convict, they have also been out of the job market for a long time. They lack the experience necessary to gain employment.
And all their life lessons they learned up to then are how to survive in prison.
For those who are lucky enough to be skilled in a particular trade, they are faced with other barriers in the form of occupational licensing laws. And we'll continue with this article. After we go to your calls, we've got Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So there's never a dull moment in NH exit world. Over the last, few weeks, I think we've all been seeing these annoying posts about, Hillary's really going to get it this time. Hillary, it's going to, Hillary's like, she's all over our Facebook feed. And we can't stop her from being there. But it occurred to me today that that's actually an opportunity, because people are starting to get really pissed. So I've scheduled a demonstration, an NHExit.com demonstration in front of our local FBI office to protest the, well, I'm calling it the protest against useless Hillary-sucking FBI.
Nice.
Now, hold on. I'm trying to figure out if that's like an acronym for something.
Acronym?
So if you take the first letter of each one of the words in the name of the demonstration, does it spell out like Hillary sucks?
Not necessarily.
Okay. I just worked it up. It spells Trilateral Commission.
Bad on you, Dave.
Dave, come on.
So now how many of the signs that you guys are carrying have secede on them and New Hampshire exit? And, I mean, what are the regulars, what do the normals think when they see those signs? I mean, they think England and Brexit, which our media is telling us is a really, really bad thing.
Something Texas?
And then if it's secede, it's like everyone's like, well, this Civil War and slavery. I mean, this doesn't look good to the – it's not taken well by the normals.
It wasn't taken well by the normals 10 years ago. It wasn't even taken well by me 10 years ago. But
right.
Times have changed. It really is interesting to see how differently people respond to it than the way they used to. I think it's just one of those ideas whose time is coming.
And I think tying this into Hillary is really, really good because I've had conversations with some of my Democrat friends who were Bernie supporters, still are Bernie supporters. And they're livid, rightfully so. And to me, the whole Hillary thing is like one of the best examples you could ever give of oligarchy. You know, when there is a ruling class, even though we have this alleged choice in who's going to represent us and things like that, despite ballot access laws and everything else, that still, no matter how guilty they are, doesn't matter. I think that's a good move, David.
If she was not elected, she was selected. But,
true.
The
hopes to be elected.
And the beauty of this whole Brexit situation is that now we can credibly present people with a solution instead of just being against things.
Right.
And hacking at the branches. Now there's a lot of room for improvement. There's a lot we still need to do. One of the real problems right now is we do not know how to word something at the State House or in a constitutional amendment. I'm at a loss. But there's time. We have until September.
We've actually got until November because there's two filing periods for legislative service requests. There's one period in September for state reps that are seeking reelection, and then there's a period in November for those who were reelected as well as those who were newly elected.
Hey, Dave.
Okay.
Do you guys ever talk much about Article 10?
It keeps coming up all by itself. This is the third time someone has brought it. You're talking about the right of revolution, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. So for those not in New Hampshire, not familiar with Article 10, that's the section, Part 1, Article 10. It's titled The Right of Revolution, and it basically says that governments are created for the benefit of all. And I think for this purpose, we actually need to be looking at Part 1, Article 7, that is titled State Sovereignty. And we should begin by passing some sort of resolution saying that the people of New Hampshire invoke their rights under Part 1, Article 7, and the feds are not allowed to do any of the stuff that, you know, is not explicitly allowed by the Constitution within the state of New Hampshire.
See, I would go with both of them because I do believe that Article 7 absolutely applies, state sovereignty, and Article 10, the right of revolution. And I just think it's something that when we talk about constitutional amendments, the first question I always have is, okay, do we need another one? Or is it already there? Is it already the law of the land?
Right. And when Dave, correct me if I'm misrepresenting your thoughts here of when you mentioned constitutional amendment, I believe Dave was talking about should the New Hampshire legislature try to pass an amendment to the state constitution to go about seceding or invoking further autonomy from the feds.
Yeah, I get that part. I'm just saying that. I'm sorry, Dave. Can we hold you over?
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
All right. So hold on, Dave. We'll bring you back And, of course, your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Brexit, NH exit, Texit, California, Leavevania, whatever it is. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-930-9765. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-930-9765. 1-800-930-9765.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, that is the call-in line, but did you know that you could also listen to not just this show, but other shows on the Liberty Radio Network through your telephone on demand. The Liberty Radio Network now offers on-demand listen lines. Just dial 641-793-9660. Never miss any of the live shows. Now you can listen on your schedule on any telephone. Just dial. It saves your data when you use your unlimited minutes. This complements and expands your LRN.FM talk show platform offerings. LRN has live shows. You can listen to them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's not a download, so you don't have to worry about subscribing to a podcast. Call the listen line, 641-793-9660. And, of course, check your plan to make sure that you're not going to wind up having to pay toll calls. You know, I think most people have, you know, like the unlimited long distance. You know, like there's no long distance anymore. But just check your plan on that. Again, 641-793-9660. You can hear Free Talk Live, Declare Your Independence, Freedom Fiends, The Angel Clark Show, Rebel Love Show, and several others on the new audio on-demand listen line, 641-793-9660. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live.
There are two things that we could use in terms of advice at NHExit.com that would help us, I think, move forward. And one is, like I was talking about before, what kind of legislation or referenda would be appropriate for moving independence forward in New Hampshire. But also, we could use, like, I didn't really, there are events that sort of come up that are opportunities for us now, and we don't always see them. You know, like I said, it didn't even occur to me until today that we could take advantage of the Hillary situation, right?
Yeah.
So it would be nice to have someone sort of lighting a fire under us and pointing out opportunities where we, you know, even the Brexit thing for us was kind of an accident. The timing was just fortuitous. It was not brilliant on
right.
our end that made it work. We just happened to have a demonstration already scheduled, and I just, we can't rely on luck too much.
A lot of the businessmen in the Brexit situation were suffering, and the money that was being sent to Brussels, you know, was much, much more than they were receiving in the long run at the end of the day. Do you think that the English were suffering more than, say, we here in New Hampshire are suffering, and it would take a lot more oppression here on our part to actually wake people up to the idea of a New Hampshire exit? I think it's early.
Exactly.
I mean, we see it. We're always talking about it, but I think it's early for the normals to wake up to this idea.
Yeah, but we're actually in a worse situation than them in terms of our relationship with the central government. The regulations coming from Washington, the list is much longer than the regulations that are imposed by the EU.
Oh, agreed. Agreed.
The New Hampshire government, however, is much better than the London government. So. Or, you know, the government of England and Wales and Scotland. That's a bad local government, but it is local. The EU is new compared to the US, so it just hasn't had as much time to become fascistic. It's more of a nuisance.
Right.
So, Dave, where can people go to find out more about the NH Exit?
Oh, just NHExit.com, and that will have the link to our Facebook discussion where we're organizing this, a link to the demonstrations on July 11th.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave, and let's go to Skype where we've got, I am not sure if this is pronounced AC, but you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Do we have AC on Skype?
Speaking of ACs, I sold 9 ACs in the past 2 days.
Big big seller up here, I bet.
They were, I mean, it was like, I was selling them like hotcakes.
Yeah, for you folks down in the South, you'll appreciate this. It got up to, what, 92 degrees in Keene, New Hampshire. People were dropping left and right. It was horrible.
It was crazy.
92 degrees.
So I've put the Skype caller back on hold. Maybe you stepped away from the computer for a second.
The EMTs were just driving around town, Chris, just finding them like drop like flies on the sidewalk, and they drag them off to the lake, to the nearest watering hole, and just drop them in.
I got to say, we complained too, and we were just sitting there going, you know, but this is kind of as bad as it gets. This is really not too bad.
Hold on, it got up over 90 today?
Not today. Yesterday, at least we saw a high of 92.
Okay.
But I didn't notice. We drove back home, but I live 1,000 feet higher in elevation, and it was like 84.
And it's supposed to be raining right now, and it was supposed to rain earlier today, and it still hasn't. I've got garden. It's just needing some water, and
You do have a garden hose, correct?
Yeah, but I have to pay for my water, Daryl.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not cheap. So I'd rather God handle my watering business.
So when all of your plants die because it hasn't rained in a week,
I'm not going to let them die.
Don't blame me for suggesting you water your plants.
I'm not going to let them die, but I'm going to hold off as long as I can.
It just means he hasn't done the correct dance often enough outside.
So let's jump back into this article from Fee that we had gotten into. Where they're talking about the best way to lower recidivism rates, and they're saying that, you know, people are starting to sort of pay attention to the criminal justice system because of a popular television program. Or I don't even know if you can call it a television program because it's only on Netflix. So, you know, like that's kind of the opposite of TV. But this show called Orange is the New Black, they say on one of the newly released episodes. Hold on. Spoiler warning, possibly. I've not watched it, but they talk about it here. In one of the newly released episodes, one inmate is faced with the bitter realities of planning for a future outside of prison. After finding out she will be released from prison in only a few weeks, the pressure to build a life on the outside without any formal education preys on her mind. Unable to master the GED test material, she is encouraged when she realizes that she can make a living by doing what she does best, manicures. She is rejuvenated by this plan and begins to fantasize about opening her own nail salon and becoming a small business owner.
And then she finds out she needs to get a license.
The dream is soon dashed as another inmate informs her of all the licenses and permits she must obtain before she can even open a business.
And how many hours of state-approved training? This is the thing. The license is bad enough. The fact that I have to ask permission or have some bureaucrat tell me, you know, or tell somebody, yes, you can cut hair or you can do somebody's nails. But oftentimes these things come with like 1,000 hours of required nail polishing education.
And who does it hurt? It hurts the people who need it the most. It doesn't need the well-to-do people who can afford all this nonsense, who don't really need a job, or they don't, but they can jump through some hoops. It hurts the people who need these things the most, just like minimum wage. It hurts the people that need it.
There's more on this and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Username is lrn.fm. But, of course, you cannot call in on Skype right now because we've got AC on Skype. AC, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
All right, cool. Originally, I wanted to call in about the Okinawa protests that are going on over in Japan, but that led to a discussion about something else that I'll bring up another time. But while looking into this, a lot of people, some Americans, are somehow really mad about the protests and are kind of trying to talk about the atrocities that the Japanese government committed in the past to somehow connect the two or something. And I've been getting involved in comments on YouTube back and forth about this.
All right,
and
so hold on. So I have not heard about any protests going on in Okinawa, and I'm guessing other people have not either. So
does this have anything to do with the Obama visiting a couple weeks ago?
Well, there's two different directions protests go in over there, but please tell us what you're talking about.
Okay, there was a an American soldier who raped and killed a Japanese person.
Gotcha.
And there's been a number of other atrocities like that by American soldiers in Okinawa. So there was this process of like 50,000 people who came out saying, get out of Japan, we don't want you here anymore.
Sounds good to me.
Right. And so some people here in America have been complaining, saying, well, what about the atrocities you Japanese people committed during World War II? And somehow
what
the people...
Yeah.
Yeah, is it somehow the people of Japan...
75 years ago?
Yeah, it's somehow, as the people of Japan are somehow responsible for the actions of their government that carried out those acts years ago. And I got into a conversation with this one guy going back and forth who said all kinds of really ridiculous things, trying to say basically that the people of Japan are equally responsible for the war crimes of Imperial Japan because the people of Japan carried out the will of their government, and the government is just a construct and does not have any power unless someone acts upon it.
And wow. I don't know. Let's just put aside the whole thing, and I greatly disagree with the whole, you know, people alive today are responsible for what a government did 75 years ago, but I know of no crime where the punishment is rape.
Yeah, that's true.
So to claim that, you know, somehow it's okay for the members of the U.S. military to rape people in Okinawa because the Japanese government did something 80 years ago, it just makes no sense.
Well, I think the person he's arguing with
is what they were doing.
He's arguing the fact that the base is there in the first place is to keep the world safe from these.
So therefore, it's okay when the military rapes somebody because
I don't think he was defending
Pearl Harbor.
He wasn't defending that part. He was defending the base. The fact that the base is there.
Yeah.
I got to say, AC, you got more patience than I do. I have no patience for these sorts of arguments. It falls flat on every level. Number one, you're right, Daryl's right. You cannot hold people that are alive today responsible for something that happened decades before. You can't hold them responsible for something that happened the day before if they didn't do it. You just can't. That makes no sense. And secondly, there is no... I'm sorry. You cannot make excuses when our soldiers do things wrong. And we have bad apples. Like every other army on the face of the planet, you're going to have bad apples. It's just how it is. And frankly, I applaud the Okinawan protesters for insisting that we get out of their country, and we shouldn't be there in the first place. You know, there was a time when it probably made a little bit more sense than it does now, but now it's just American empire around the world.
Yeah, this isn't a Risk game. I was playing Risk last night, by the way, and this is what it reminds me of. I mean, we are everywhere, you know, getting 20 soldiers a turn because we have so many bases around, 900 bases around the globe. It's ridiculous.
And what's the credible threat? Or is it to protect every single country that we like or we have economic interest in?
Oh, we're protecting our oil fields and our poppy fields and watering lanes.
And in the...
The commerce lanes.
Right.
That's
oceans.
The big thing.
AC, thank you for the call. Let's go to Ken calling in from Arizona listening to KTOX. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, I was just calling in about the recidivism thing. There's not any cure for it. It's always going to be there. The proof is that 91% of black people still think there's something okay about voting for Democrats.
What does that have to do with a criminal justice system that sees people basically serving what is referred to as life on the installment plan?
Because I don't see any difference. As far as I'm concerned, each and every Democrat right now is my mortal enemy. The past 7.5 years prove it. And the notion that certain people are not able to see it, I don't think there's any hope for curing recidivism. People are just blocked out. There's just a mental block there that you can't get through.
I'm going to kind of agree with you, but probably for different reasons. I do believe that socialist programs create a
dependency.
A dependency on the state. And when you don't do what the state wants, then the state is going to punish you. And the answer from the socialists and from the Democrats is, well, okay, then we'll take care of you in prison.
And this isn't just any color. It's not color based. I mean, anybody gets onto these social, they start to claim these social entitlements, and then it becomes systemic. And they next thing you know, your kids are all on it, and your uncle and your aunts, and I mean, the whole family.
And I think where you and I are going to differ is that I believe that the Republicans owe a little bit of the blame too, and we've got to remember what a percentage of people are in there for minor drug crimes and nonviolent crimes and things like that. You may not agree with me on that, but when we have the world's largest prison population and we have, what's the percentage, guys, of nonviolent crimes?
I've seen somewhere upwards of over half of people that are in prison are in for nonviolent victimless crimes.
There's nothing good about the war on drugs. I don't agree with that, the war on drugs at all, because all of this has succeeded in doing is robbing most of us of our civil liberties. If you something on your foot and you drag it into your house and it gets stuck on your carpet, now you're in possession.
Right, right.
And that's, and then they come into your house, they vacuum the rug, and there it is. Or if you're in a public restroom and someone's smoking in there, and you breathe some in the stall next door, now you have it in your body.
Right, and that's what the recidivism, the police know, oh, this person's got a record, so I'm just going to keep a close eye on them because everything's illegal, so it's going to be very easy to bust them for something else.
And I'm going to bring up one more thing, and I don't know the numbers on this, but once you get into the system, once you've got popped, and let's say it is a victimless drug crime, some 18, 19-year-old kid's got caught with a joint, whatever it happened to be, didn't hurt anybody, but he ends up in the system, it becomes very difficult for them to ever get out of it. And the problem with 18- and 19-year-old kids is, I was one, we do stupid things over and over again. And then the next time it's, I was driving, but I was still on probation because I got locked up, and now I violated my probation or I violated my parole, so now I'm going back in. That's the frustrating part, and that's why I sometimes joke that my standard answer is it's the drug war, stupid. But sometimes it is, and this is where recidivism comes into play.
Well, I don't think that there's a cure for recidivism. As far as the war on drug goes, the government doesn't have any right to go around telling people what they can put in their bodies.
Agree with you there.
I agree with you there, but unfortunately that's what they're doing. That's why they're throwing people in jail and then back in jail and back in jail and back in jail some more. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome in the final segment. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Moments remain. Time for you and your thoughts, possibly if you call in right now. We have been talking about recidivism and the best way to lower recidivism rates. The we in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And I've got the article here from FEE, that's the Foundation for Economic Education. And let me just sort of recap. They say that every June and July, people start to pay attention to the criminal justice system and criminal justice reform, not because of any National Awareness Month, but because Orange is the New Black gets released on Netflix in June. And, well, people binge-watch and then start paying attention to the criminal justice system a little bit. In a recent episode, one of the inmates on the show is getting ready to be released from prison, and she had not yet finished her GED, couldn't quite get all of the GED material down, and she was worried about, what am I going to do when I get out? And then she decided, well, maybe I'll open up a manicure shop, open up a nail salon, become a small business owner. However, that dream was soon crushed when other inmates informed her all of the licenses and permits that she needed before she could open a business. Fee says occupational licensing laws have crushed many American dreams, not only for former felons, but also for everyday Americans. This country is supposed to be the land of opportunity where individuals can make their own way. However, it has now become a nation where government-issued licenses are required before someone can earn a living washing hair in a salon, braiding someone's hair, or painting their fingernails. To put America back on a prosperous path that would also potentially lead to lower recidivism rates, it is imperative that we remove barriers to opportunity and reform occupational licensing laws so that those who are willing to work are able to do so.
Has anyone seen this show? Because this is one of those.
This
is one of those things I just can't even. I won't click on it because the it bothers me. It kind of the same thing with the House of Cards show. It really, really bothers me.
It does. I watched the first season of House of Cards, and then after they killed the cute reporter, I was like, yeah, I am not interested in this anymore.
That was a pretty horrible spoiler right there for people who haven't watched it.
Yeah, it happened in the first season like 4 years ago.
That's all right.
That's like saying that the red shirt guy in Star Trek Wars wound up dying.
Here's my question.
Come on.
No, that is not a spoiler. Everyone knows that. But here is my question. Do these types of programmings desensitize people from reality? I mean, this is... Game of Cards is real.
Right? Well, House of Cards.
We're experiencing right now on the media. Do people even realize that these programs are
maybe
setting us up for failure?
Yeah. But I know where you're going. I know what you're saying. But I will say this: Orange is the New Black does not portray prison life in the same way that MASH portrays a army unit.
The happy army unit where every now and then someone dies?
Not at all like that.
Is Orange the New Black kind of like Oz? Do they portray prison that badly?
Not that badly, but fairly, from what I've read, fairly accurately for a woman's sort of minimum security prison.
Okay, so let me ask this, and these are things that I know because I used to work as a corrections officer. On hot dog day, they would always cut the hot dogs before sending the food trays into the female unit. Do they do that in Orange Is the New Black?
Don't even want to go there. I have not seen that, but they don't. They have like a cafeteria style food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they really do that, Daryl?
Yes.
Was it because they?
Yes, it's because of what you're thinking.
Or was it because it was something they could hide something in?
No, okay. It's because of what you're thinking.
Yeah.
And there would be times when they would do the cell checks for contraband that people would be found with large bananas in the female unit.
Why on earth would anyone, I mean, you're trying to keep these people busy and occupied, right? Why would you take away their occupation?
I don't know, but one thing that I learned... is that
just gone downhill?
All right, you're allowed to have toilet paper, you're allowed to have soap, and you've got a little water thing in your cell.
So why not make yourself a little sculpture?
That is contraband, sir. So if you take the toilet paper and you roll it up and then you wet it and you rub soap on it,
you can make it hard. You make a paper mache kind of a thing.
Yeah, you can make like little trees and little figures and little. Cubes and
or a shiv.
Put little numbers. No, you can't do that, but you can put little numbers and you can make little homemade dice. That is contraband because you are using things that you're allowed to have in a manner that they are not intended to be used.
I think it's creative.
Yeah.
I do too. Let the guys have arts and crafts.
Exactly.
I think it's a compelling show away from the absurd because it does point out, and I think the directors and the writers have made it a point to point out how many of these people are in jail for drug.
Right.
You know, for
so you think
not always minor things, but, you know, it's circumstance. It's some people that just were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
So my question is it actually alleviating the problem, actually shining a spotlight on the problem, and people are waking up to this idea? Or are people seeing it as just common? This is what's normal. I mean, it's so normal. We're watching it on TV. And so if I know someone who's gone to jail, it's all right. I mean, I'm used to it. I've been watching all this crap. I'm on. I've watched Oz, and now I'm watching Orange Is the New Black. I mean, it's just normal to me.
Yeah, it's not going to be like that for people to watch it.
But isn't Orange Is the New Black supposed to be like a comedy sort of thing?
It's a dark comedy, and that's pretty much how. I can't remember her last name. Piper, who is a real person. This is based on her book, a true story, and they've gone way past where the book was ever at, and after she kind of got out. But yeah.
Well, I'm going to skip it anyways. You can tell me more about it later.
All right.
So here in the closing moments, this is let's end on a light
happy note.
Article from the Washington Post, the most annoying restaurant trend happening today.
Not tipping. Or leaving Bibles with that are
no, they're not talking about, annoying trend done by diners. They're talking about an annoying trend done by servers. And that is the servers coming around while you're still eating and taking your plate.
What?
Or if one person at the table is done,
that
everybody's and everybody
done?
Else is eating, they'll come and just, like, whisk your plate away?
Where is this happening? I don't believe this.
Not in front of me.
Apparently it's happening at, you know, like, some of the more upscale establishments. And the claim is that, well, if you're sitting there talking to people at your table, we don't want you putting your elbow in your sauce or whatever. So it's not a problem when I'm eating off of the plate, but as soon as that last crumb gets off the plate, then all of a sudden it's a problem.
I love it when they come up with a good excuse to flip tables faster.
Yeah, and
brilliant, guys, brilliant.
Some of the servers are saying that they get yelled at by their bosses if the table is not clean as soon as the people get up from the table.
Yeah. Flipping tables, man. That's how you make money.
Okay, well.
Yeah, so the writer here begins, "The other night I was eating a plate of noodles and enjoying it. I was out to dinner with a friend, hunched over a meal we had been planning for weeks. The restaurant was newly opened and highly regarded. Life was good and the food was great, but then it happened. Again. Are you done with that?" the server asked, fingers already comfortably within the rim of my plate. "Can I get it out of your way?" I just finished eating because I'm a vacuum. There was no food left in front of me, but my friend was not. His meal was only half consumed. "No," I said, "we're not done yet." And then he goes on. And he says, "Without my permission, restaurants have abandoned or simply overlooked a classic tenet of server etiquette. I'm talking about entrees, not the ubiquitous small plates, which demand a different etiquette, rather than clear plates once everyone is finished, which has been the long-standing custom. Servers instead hover over diners, fingers twitching until the very instant someone puts down a fork. Like vultures, they then promptly snatch up the silverware." And there's more to this. I'll post it on the Facebook page. I shared this on my page, and somebody said that they were at a restaurant. They got up, went to the bathroom, still had half a plate of food. They came back, and the plate was gone.
Unbelievable. Oh, well, I don't go out to eat, so I don't experience any of this crap. I make my own food. You should, too.
We'll be back tomorrow, as we are all 7 nights of the week, live from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. But we are always online at freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.